We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mets beat the Cardinals 8-7. McNeil also had a run scored in this game. J.D. Davis had a huge night with four hits and a home run. Pete Alonso sent one into outer space tonight up into the upper deck here at Citi Field, and Pete made reference that Jeff Wilpon was giving him some grief about not hitting one in the upper deck yet. Well, there it is.
That is correct. He answered. It wasn't just a couple of days ago. I guess it was a week or so ago, but he answered. He said, okay, all right, I got that. I got this. I wouldn't challenge him. I'll tell you what, he can launch, and that was launched, say the least. You know, it was kind of interesting watching the replay again, watching Flaherty round 30 slipped. Coming around third, I wonder if he didn't slip, what kind of collision there would have been at home plate, or a better slide and maybe a tie game. I don't know. But things are life and death once again with the Mets, and things certainly worked out.
An interesting finish here tonight. The Mets had a 5-run lead. They win by one, and it's 8-7 here tonight against the Cardinals. Otherwise, J.D. Davis had a really good night. What did he say about it?
Big night for him. You know, listen, he was talking about the hitters meeting they had before and going over Waka, trying to lay off and make him come into the zone instead of being up or going down and away. He followed the plan pretty well, I think. You know, four straight hits. Couldn't connect on the last one, but first major league four hit game. He's had a couple of AAA last year, he said. But listen, he feels kind of locked in right now. He did a lot of work with Chile. He spends a lot of time in the cage anyway, and I think, you know, when he's not playing, obviously he's there getting ready for a pinch hitting performance. But you know, JD talks hitting well, and I think reacts very well to it too. He studies hard and learns his lessons, so it was good to see for him tonight.
Yeah, well, for Edwin Diaz, do you think it could get him just moving in the right direction just to get any kind of save?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's that was an adventure as well, too. Now, you know, he has been susceptible to, you know, bloops and kind of bleeders, but still, you know, they drop in. You've got to deal with those things. You know, he continues, I think, even when he has struggles, to make some very good pitches. But they have a way of finding holes against him. So, yeah, I guess that's a good way to look at it. You know, just pointing forward and getting the save and getting this one. I can't even imagine what this would have been like if, you know, tie game going to extra innings after what happened last night, really.
If Syndergaard has to go on the injured list or, at the very least, can't make his next start, what are the options?
That's a great question. I honestly don't know who they'd reach for at that point. You know, Flexen is here, but they've worked him out of the bullpen recently, and they seem to like what they see there. He can and has started before. I honestly don't know which way they go at this point in time. I mean,
too soon for Anthony Kay?
I think it is. Well, you know, again, I think they would like to wait until, say, August to bring Kay up here. I think they still feel he's got some learning to do. His first AAA start wasn't exactly smooth. What do you have, four innings and five runs, I think, or five hits and four runs, whatever it was. But, you know, it was a little bit of a rough start, but it takes a little adjustment. He'll get there. I think he'll be fine at AAA, but I do think he probably needs some seasoning there. I think it's too soon for that. I'm not sure where they go. You know, they have no choice. They've got to get somebody in there. We don't have any off days, so they've got to slide somebody in if that's the case.
And the Mets do win tonight regardless. 8-7, the final score. Ed Coleman, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bright and early. See you, Wayne.